Welcome to Monday Morning Inspiration, a production of Christian Growth Ministry featuring Bible teacher Brad Simon. It's our prayer and desire to inspire and encourage you to grow in your faith and walk closer with the Lord.
The bright sun shone on a small village nestled among the rolling hills. The various shades of green of the grass and trees blended effortlessly with the clear blue sky. Vibrant colors of wildflowers dotted the landscape, producing a breathtaking view, and filled the air with a sweet aroma. A sweet melody of the birds singing in the breeze echoed among the hills, and a cool breeze from the valley below provided the needed refreshment from the sun's rays. It was as if nature itself was inviting people to explore the beauty that lay before them. Jesus and his disciples were headed to Jerusalem, traveling between Samaria and Galilee. This was Jesus' final pilgrimage to the holy city, the last time he would pass this way. As they approached the village, the sense of peace and serenity was abruptly shattered. Words of warning of misery and despair echoed throughout the countryside. A group of 10 unfortunate souls gathered, calling out, "Unclean, unclean," as they cautioned everyone to stay away. They suffered from a dreaded disease that left them with disfigured skin and endless agony. The wounds and sore covering their bodies marked them as outcast from society. Each day was filled with physical struggle, compounded by the weight of despair. Isolated from friends and family, they clung to the comfort and companionship of each other's company. Word spread quickly that Jesus was coming their way, and soon the entire village was abuzz with anticipation. The 10 lepers heard the whispers of the crowd and the news he had performed miracles that defied human understanding. As they glimpsed Jesus in the distance, a flicker of hope ignited within their hearts. Their bodies may have been weak, but their desperation overpowered any doubts. With tattered clothes flapping in the wind and the pungent stench of decay and skin permeating the air, they approached Jesus. Their hearts raced as their breath caught in their throats, and tears of anticipation filled their eyes. Standing at a distance, summoning every ounce of courage they had left, they called out to Jesus. Their voices quivered as they pleaded, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us!" Overflowing with compassion, Jesus paused and turned towards them. His eyes filled with an indescribable warmth as he gazed upon their disfigured forms. He saw their suffering, their unspoken prayers, and he knew the torment they had endured. With a gentle smile, Jesus spoke. His voice resonated with kindness as he replied, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." Hope surged within their hearts as they obediently turned and followed Jesus' instructions. With each step, waves of astonishment washed over them. Looking down, they noticed their skin becoming clearer, their wounds vanishing, and the pain dissipating. Miraculously, their leprosy was fading away, and their limbs regained their strength. Overwhelmed with joy, they realized they were no longer condemned to a life of isolation and suffering. The weight of their affliction had been lifted, and tears of joy streamed down their faces, washing away years of pain and anguish. As they continued their journey, a glimmer of gratitude stirred in the heart of one leper. A feeling of indebtedness tugged at his conscience, compelling him to turn back. Ignoring the protest of his companions, he retraced his steps, his heart pounding with a sense of urgency. A profound sense of appreciation washed over him, gratitude for the healing he had received, for the chance at a new life, and for the person who had brought him this miraculous gift. His heart overflowed with a depth of emotion that transcended words. Falling to his knees before Jesus, with a loud voice, he gave glory to God, and in an act of true humility and genuine gratitude, he fell on his face before Jesus. His voice trembled as he thanked him. The other 9 lepers continued their journey, rejoicing in their newfound health. They were so caught up in their own happiness, they forgot to thank the person who had made it all possible. But for the one who returned, a profound transformation occurred within his soul. As he rose to his feet, a deep sense of purpose and devotion enveloped him. He understood that his healing was not only physical restoration, but a spiritual awakening. From that day forward, he vowed to live a life of gratitude and service, forever cherishing the encounter with Jesus that had changed his life. The story of the 10 lepers reminds us of God's unfailing love and mercy. The one leper who returned to Jesus to express his gratitude serves as a powerful example for us to follow. Through him, we see the importance of acknowledging and appreciating the blessings we have received. The value of being thankful cannot be overstated. Nurturing an attitude of thankfulness enriches our lives, nourishes our well-being, and brings joy into our daily lives. Gratitude is more than just saying thank you. It involves recognizing and appreciating the blessings we receive, expressing appreciation to others, and acknowledging the source of those blessings. Gratitude has the power to transform our perspective, shift our focus from what we lack to what we have. It is a powerful antidote to the attitudes of entitlement, selfishness, and discontentment found in today's world. During his ministry, Jesus consistently demonstrated his gratitude to his Heavenly Father. As we increasingly express our gratitude and appreciation towards him, we gradually grow to resemble his character and transform into his likeness. In our fast-paced and often self-focused world, it's easy to lose sight of the importance of expressing gratitude and thanksgiving to our Creator. Scripture reminds us to give thanks, and why? Be filled by the Spirit. Speak to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music with your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 5:19-21. My soul, bless the Lord, and do not forget all his benefits. He forgives all your iniquity. He heals all your diseases. He redeems your life from the pit. He crowns you with faithful love and compassion. He satisfies you with good things. Psalms 103:2-5. Be grateful to God. Give thanks. It changes things. Expressing thankfulness has the power to transform our heart, our relationships, and our perspective. So cultivate a grateful spirit, recognizing God's goodness, faithfulness, and provisions in all circumstances. Give Him thanks. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, forgive us for all the times we acted like the 9 lepers who did not return to give thanks. When our lives become filled with challenges and uncertainties, help us stay focused and come to you with a grateful heart for all you have done for us. May your Holy Spirit help us follow the example of the Samaritan leper who thanked Jesus and gave you the glory for his healing. Rather than focusing on what we lack, may we always be filled with gratitude and thanksgiving for you. All you are to us, all you have given us, and for who we have become. In the glorious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
You have been listening to Monday Morning Inspiration. We pray you were inspired by today's podcast and encourage you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a rating and review and share it with your friends. For more information, go to ChristianGrowthMinistry.com. Thank you for listening.